The funeral of Garda Kevin Flatley, who died in the line of duty, takes place this afternoon in Balbriggan. The funeral mass for the 49-year-old husband and father of two young daughters is expected to be attended by the President, the Taoiseach, the Taoiseach and the Garda Commissioner. Garda Flatley was knocked down and killed by a motorbike while operating a speed check last Sunday. Superintendent Liam Geraghty from the Garda Press Office joins us now. Superintendent Geraghty, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
The 90th Garda to die in the line of duty. His colleagues will be out in force to support his widow Una and daughters Aoife and Éireann later on today with full Garda honours. Tell us about what is planned.
Thank you, Mary, and good morning to your listeners. And yes, this is going to be a very, very sad and somber day for Garda Sé Chónaithe, but foremost to our thoughts today, as you've already mentioned, will be Kevin's parents, Breda and Michael, his brother, John, but also his wife, Una, and Aoife and Éireann, his two young daughters. Since Kevin passed away last Sunday and was killed in the line in the performance of his duties, a member of Garda Sé Chónaithe has stayed in his presence for the entirety since he passed away. And this morning, the Garda Commissioner will lead probably thousands of his colleagues to mark our respect. And we're very, very grateful to Kevin's family for allowing us to take part in what is a family funeral and a very, very sad day for the family, but to allow us to show our respect, gratitude and honour Kevin as he takes his final journey.
There's enormous public shock at his death. There will be a huge interest in the funeral today and people, many people wanting to be in Balbriggan as well, wanting to pay their respects in person. What are the arrangements around security and attendance? Because a church can only contain so many people.
Yes, the church has a limited capacity and a lot of the seating within the church will be reserved primarily for the family, for some of the attending dignitaries such as, and again, we are honoured that the President, the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste and the Minister for Justice will all be in attendance. We'll also be trying to reserve seating for Garda Flatley's direct colleagues in the Roads Policing Unit, Blanchardstown and Pierce Street. But we have made facilities outside the church. There is a very, very large car park directly across the road from the church, which will have a large standing capacity, and we will have large screens on display in that car park, and also a screen that will display back along Dublin Street into Drogheda Town, where people can come to gather to watch and to hear the ceremony that will be taking place inside St. Peter's and Paul's Church.
Yeah, and it is on, Balbriggan is on the rail network as well, well served by buses. Would you be encouraging people, if they could, to take public transport to try and reduce the traffic that will definitely, you know, ensue in Balbriggan today?
Yes, absolutely. There is a good train service. There is also a good bus service. And again, if people are attending, please, respect the people of Balbriggan. It is their town. And, mind where people are parking and follow stewards and Gardaí. But also, the service will be streamed on Garda Sé Chónaithe's social media channels. And I believe RTE may also be showing the ceremony on the RTE News Now channel.
This is, you know, it's principally a family today having to bury their loved ones. But tell me a little bit more about full Garda honours and how on Garda Sé Chónaithe honour their fallen member.
So yes, Kevin is lying in repose in Bacnally's funeral home at the moment. There was a public opportunity to see Kevin last night. Following private family prayers in the nursing home, Kevin's remains will be taken by hearse to St. Peter's and Paul's Church. But the start of our Garda honours to that will be, we will march with our colleague and bring him to the church for his final ceremony. And we anticipate that there will be possibly up to thousands of Gardaí in uniform and plainclothes members of Garda Sé Chónaithe and Garda staff lining that route. And he will also be honoured by his local GAA club, the local schools where his daughters Aoife and Éireann and the people of Balbriggan who he knew well and who knew him very, very well. In the church, there will be a formal and ceremonial covering of the coffin with the national flag and Kevin's uniform, dress, cap and gloves. And during the course of the ceremony, members of Garda Sé Chónaithe who worked with Kevin, along with his family, will take part in prayers and singing in the church. At the end of the ceremony, again, that flag will ceremonially be removed from his coffin and folded, and the flag, his uniform cap and gloves, will be presented to Una by the Commissioner of An Garda Síochána Conna, which will then follow by a playing of the last posts at the altar in the church before Kevin goes on his last journey.
Superintendent Liam Geraghty, many thanks for joining us this morning. And if people want to view the funeral, it will be available on the RTÉ News Channel from 1:30 this afternoon. It's 18 minutes past 8.